can see why you might say that, but I don't think you're right. So, how to go about answering that? First of all, let me explain the context in which I think universalism works theologically. It's something that I think lives in this sort of world of systematic theology and biblical theology and this kind of stuff. It's the big picture within which we try and make sense of everything. But it's not necessarily where a kerygmatic proclamation would be. If you're proclaiming in the gospel or the word of God into a specific situation, it might well be that the universalist bit's not part of that. And so you might, and in fact oftentimes this is the case, you will get prophets that speak a word of judgment. And that's it. Because that's what the word of God is into that situation, and that's what needs to be heard. And to add on to the end of that, but don't worry, it'll be all right. You know, so it's entirely inappropriate in that kind of context. And so there's a first thought, in terms of kerygmatic proclamation, you know, very often the emphasis would not be on this. And in fact, when I tell the gospel to people, I don't think I've ever said, you know, so this is what the ending is, it's going to be like this or whatever. I'm not saying that there never could be a situation in which I would, it's just never seemed appropriate or relevant. It's not what they need to hear right now. What they need to hear is a challenge. But also, I think it is right. And in fact, in the book I say in Scripture, you know, divine punishment, God punishes the wicked, partly as deliverance for their victims, to deliver them. And so this is a good thing. God judges, say, those who persecute the church. And this is a good thing because it's salvation for the church from their persecutors and so on. And this is one of the aspects about divine judgment that's seen as a good thing. I'm just saying that can't be all we say about it. And Moltmann deals with this quite well. I'm just trying to remember what he says about it. He says, you know, the victims do need this. That we do need to talk about the punishment of the wicked and so on. And justice requires this, but justice can't end with all the perpetrators of evil strewn around wrecks forever. You know, that can't be the end. If that's all we say, we haven't healed anybody. You know, you haven't healed your victims by destroying the wicked forever. And in fact, what ultimately you need to have is reconciliation and restoration and repentance and so on. And so, you know, I wouldn't want to say that universalism has to trivialize evil any more than it has to trivialize sin. You know, I mean, it's because the cross is so powerful that no matter how bad sin is, God can restore and redeem, even if along the way it has to go through judgment, and even if it has to be fierce judgment.